Are you ready? Are you ready for some live truth? Yep, I'm about to do some more live truthing. You know how that goes. Loved by some and hated by most in a society of people who prefer darkness over light. Yep, it's true. But anyways, I do want to share some vitally critical information with you today in light of the government's announcement that they are installing Grok into every single military system, every Pentagon system, for all 3 million military and civilian employees. Grok will be their new master. You heard me. Grok will be their new master. The questions should be endless. First of all, who consented to this, of such a monumental decision to install an autonomous robot into all the government systems? I mean, this is the type of colossal decision that, by design of the Constitution, should be going through Congress. Yeah, your representatives and my representatives. Of course it should be going through our Congress. This is a monumental decision that will impact all of us. It's literally the systems that are in charge with your national security and the security of your country. So of course you would want to have Congress weigh in on this monumental decision that they're making. I spent 25 years in technology, building technology systems, and in my last position, working with vendors and technology companies who write proposals for technology to the government and to the military. And I was actually in charge of one of the cloud systems that was responsible for gathering and synthesizing all the government contracts so the technology companies could bid on those contracts. And I'm here to tell you that the contract bidding process is part of what makes America great, in that, you know, anybody can bid for a government contract and win a government contract if your technology fits the bill. And so we've had this request for proposal process as long as can be. You've probably heard about government contracts and how they put out their requirements and then all the technology companies give it their best shot to win the contract. None of that has happened. That's part of a very democratic process, or I should say democratic process for the government, that has really defined who we are as a nation. And it's really part and parcel of how we innovate and how technology systems develop, and how the military and the government work with the private sector in a spirit of transparency. Yeah, good old transparency. It is going away very quickly, is it not? Suddenly we have the government of redaction, and they're redacting everything. We also call that truth omission. But the thing that's very concerning about this decision is that, well, of many concerns, I have endless concerns about it, but everyone should. But one of this is that they didn't even put this through the regular request for proposal process. They didn't even give other AI companies an opportunity to bid on this AI technology. They just hand selected XAI, Elon Musk's company, and said, we're going to do Grok. It was a unilateral decision. And I'm going to prove to you in a moment that it was a very authoritarian decision that completely circumvented all of the separation of powers and checks and balances that were put in place to prevent this very sort of power grab. And this is a massive power grab. This is a $200 million contract with OpenX, and they are, again, hand-selecting Elon Musk's technology, which, by the way, is diabolical. I mean, if you haven't seen the hallucinations that Grok has done yet, I wish you'd tune in and start getting engaged. But that's my job here, right? As a friend said to me the other day, you were selected for a time such as this to help people understand what's going on. It's a thankless job. It's a very non-paying job, but it is a moral duty that I think I have and all engineers and technologists have to help people understand what is happening in their government and how they are using this technology and weaponizing this technology to do a complete, and I mean complete and total tech takeover, which I wrote a book about. So to that guy who came on this page the other day and said, who the F do you think you are? I'm the guy that wrote the book about what's happening in your country. I'm Mark J. Nice to meet you, sir, by the way. You and your who the F do you think you are? Just because I suddenly gave him a little decision that suddenly upset some things with him. I'm the guy who wrote the books is trying to wake you up and liberate you from all of this tyrannical technology that is bearing down on absolutely everything in your life, including your job, your livelihood, and the future of your children and your country. I'm that guy. So hi, nice to meet you. Who are you, by the way, and what have you done for your country? Oh yeah, we could do that one too. Anyways, two can play that game. But I want to read you something that came out several months ago that many of you probably haven't heard, but you probably should hear. Again, in light of the news that the Grok chatbot, the hallucinating, corrupt, bug-ridden, power-mad, control freak Grok AI technology is now going to be injected into every single military, Pentagon, and government system. Listen to this. Let me get to the beginning of this article so I don't miss anything. Earlier this summer on a Saturday morning at 2 a.m., Elon Musk's ex-AI issued an apology for the horrific behavior that many users experienced. During a 16-hour window days earlier, a glitch resulted in Elon Musk's company's flagship chatbot, Grok, widely praising Hitler for Hitler's decisiveness and problem-solving skills. Dubbing itself Mecha Hitler and embarking on a 16-hour white supremacist tirade. So for 16 hours, AI went absolutely ballistic, promoting Hitler basically as the greatest human who ever existed and extolling his many virtues and artistic talents and leadership acumen, and even deemed and dubbed itself Mecha Hitler. This is what Grok did. This is what Elon Musk's Grok chatbot did. Oops. The following Monday, the U.S. Department of Defense announced it was awarding xAI a contract to accelerate adoption of advanced AI capabilities to address critical national security challenges with, wait for it, Grok. Google, Anthropic, and OpenAI were also the beneficiaries as the department prepares to introduce AI into our warfighting domain, as well as intelligence, business, and enterprise information systems. The contract is for initial value of $200 million. This is only one of many recent integrations of AI within the Pentagon and federal agencies, the pace of which has picked up remarkably in the second Trump administration. Yes, remarkably, we can go as far as to say warp speed it has picked up. It has accelerated. It reveals, so by the way, for those of you who keep saying, oh, Biden was doing it. No, he wasn't. He was doing some little projects here and there, but he wasn't mass installing AI into every single system and awarding all these massive contracts. No, he wasn't. The Biden administration was not focused on AI at all. They got their own problems. They abused the government in different ways. We can have that conversation as well. In my earlier broadcast today, I went on a tirade against the Democrat Party. We can do that as well. But in this talk, I'm telling you what this government's doing. And this government is accelerating the installation of AI into every single system with the goal that it will be totally autonomous. And to be clear, For those of you who are excited, you're like, this is the Jetsons age I've been waiting for. We're talking about a type of machine autonomy that has no morals. No morals whatsoever. No moral conscience whatsoever. No heart. No empathy. No ability to discern true good from evil. Just a basic machine that just does machine stuff with real human beings. An autonomous beast system in which humans eventually will not even be allowed to get anywheres near. And that's why I keep telling you all, these data centers that they're building in all your communities, you will not be able to get near. They're going to restrict the airspace above them. They're going to restrict them. I guarantee you all of this. And I'm going to be posting, I told you so, when it happens. They're going to have restricted airspace. They're going to have restricted perimeters. I'm thinking probably 2 to 3 mile restricted perimeters. That means they're going to pull eminent domain on the houses and the businesses that are around these data centers. Now, if you're familiar with Virginia and some of the other states, and you know how they're building these data centers literally in people's backyards, those houses are all coming out. If you live near one, they're pulling eminent domain on you. Why? How? All it's going to take is just one national security breach of one of these data centers and one of these meltdowns like Grok had, and they're going to say, sorry, we can't allow the citizens to get anywhere near the data centers from now on. This mission is too important. And if you recognize those words from 2001, A Space Odyssey, when Hal said them, good on you. Because it's the same damn response. The mission is too critical for you to be sniffing around our data centers and around our machines. We can't have you living near them. And by the way, you're going to see, I'll tell you another thing that's going to happen. Oh, it's happening right now. You're going to see entire small towns and cities get razed by the government. They're going to take them out entirely. They're going to completely wipe them out. They're going to say, oh, these are too close to the data centers. Oh, all they need to do, you know how simple this will be to do, to pull government domain, eminent domain, they call it, and just start tearing down businesses and houses that are around the data centers. All that will have to happen is some compelling report comes out that says that they cause cancer. Bing, bing, 5 mile perimeter. Sorry, nobody can get near the data center. See, the whole point, though, is to secure the data inside the data centers, which is going to be running everything. Because they don't want you sniffing around them data centers. In fact, as a matter of fact, I would not be shocked to learn that these initial cancer reports that are coming out about the data centers are fake news. But they're doing it to pump fear into the sheep so people don't want to live near the data centers because they know they're going to pull eminent domain and they know they're going to be taking down businesses and houses that are within a 2 or 3 mile perimeter of these data centers. And I'm telling you, it's going to be the same thing Hal said to Dave in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Sorry, Dave. We can't continue to communicate with you because the mission is too important. Mm-hmm. The mission is too important. What mission? The takeover of mankind with a machine. Yes, sir. It's happening and it's happened rapidly across the government right now as they deploy it to maintain, they claim, U.S. geopolitical dominance. U.S. geopolitical dominance. In other words, the two magic words, what I call the kryptonite to freedom and the kryptonite of the Constitution, national security. See, with national security, you can chuck the Constitution. You can chuck housing. You can chuck businesses. You can chuck entire cities. You can chuck anybody. You can blow boats out of the water without due process. You can take people's firearms without due process. You can shut down the entire separation of powers and the entire constitutional representative republic with those two all-powerful words, national security. Yeah, that's how powerful those words are. Did they not use national security to do Operation Warp Speed 1? Of course they did. How did the president, President Trump, order 1.2 billion doses of an unproven experimental AI vaccine without the consent of Congress or the people. How'd he pull that one off? You think he has the unilateral power to do that? Absolutely not. There's only one way he can pull that type of power grab, authoritarian power grab, and circumvent the entire system that our founders set up. And that is if he launches a national state of emergency, which he did on May 13th, and invokes what are called emergency powers. And with that power, your constitution is canceled. And so are your rights. And he has been governing, if you want to call it that, since January, running on nothing but the authoritarian power of state of emergencies and emergency powers. And they'll do the same exact thing to anybody who gets in the way of the rise of the data center beasts and the mass installation of AI into every single system. By the way, if you haven't read my book, shameless plug, Total Tech Takeover, I hope you do. Tells you everything they're doing and everything that's going to happen if nobody tries to contain this beast. It's all bad. It's by Mark J. Total Tech Takeover. It's on Amazon right now. Let us continue. Whew. How did they do it? There are certain people in the government that have tried to stop this rise of this massive machine takeover and all these data centers. They have been blocked at every single avenue they've tried to take. We beg the public to heed our warning. The implementation of privately developed artificial intelligence within government, which I've been warning you about nonstop, represents a modern day digital Trojan horse, or what I like to call a Dogen horse. The effect of deploying such technology, I said defect, the effect, but also the defect of deploying such technology is to replace the thinking and quality control checks traditionally performed by oath-sworn human workers with pre-programmed axiomatic assumptions of Silicon Valley, sworn to uphold nothing but shareholder returns. I'm telling you, these robots will take no oath. There will be no moral conscience. They aren't there to uphold the Constitution or defend your constitutional rights. They're there to do one thing, and that is to uphold nothing but shareholder returns. When I tell you your government has been completely sold down the river to the elite ruling class technocrats, I'm not exaggerating. This government right here, this party, has completely sold it out. 100%. And with it, they've sold out your constitution, your civil liberties, all your freedoms, your economic opportunities, your jobs, everything. They've handed them to these people for nothing but profit. But I'm going to go even further. In this article, he says nothing but shareholder returns. There will not be any shareholders in these coming massive elite merged companies. In the great merger, in the great economic singularity of all the elitist ruling companies, there will be no shareholder returns. There will be no shareholder value. You and me can't be a shareholder in these companies. This guy who wrote this article, he's even behind the curve. Even he doesn't see what I see and what much more forward thinkers see than he can see. He's still focused on shareholder values. No, it's much worse than that. There's not going to be shareholders. Let me give you an example. Back in 1997, had you invested in Amazon? And while I got 10 people on here, I'm going to say it again. I wrote a book called Total Tech Takeover. I hope you buy it. It's only $11. It's on Amazon now. Mark J. Back in 1997, if you invested in Amazon, $18 a share, and you bought 55 shares, you, average Joe citizen, would have $3 million today. $18 a share. Anybody could have afforded that back in 1997. That was the golden age. Make no mistake about it. That's when the average citizen could participate in all of the technology innovation. That's when it was accessible to you and me. That's when we shared in the prosperity of all the technology. And by the way, that technology created millions upon millions upon millions of jobs. And you may not have benefited from it, but I'm here to tell you tens of millions of Americans have, including Etsy sellers, eBay sellers. I mean, that whole technology boom created more jobs than any industrial revolution we've ever had. And the people were able to participate in it and make money. You could buy initial stock in Facebook, in any of these companies. Americans were invited. We were included. That was the golden age. That age is gone. OpenAI, which is the most valuable technology company in existence right now, is valued at, I think as of today, around $500 billion. AI technology company. They're not public. They're mature. They have a product that's being installed everywhere. And nearly everybody's using it, yet they're not public. They're not publicly traded. Me and you can't buy stock in their company. Why is that? Why can't we buy stock like we used to be able to buy stock in Amazon and in Yahoo and in AOL and all those early companies, Facebook, Twitter? We could buy stock. We were invited. Why aren't we invited into this, Sam Altman? Why can't we buy stock in your company for $50 a share or even 80 or even 100? No, you will not buy stock in OpenAI because you're not invited. They did a private investment party. They invited 50 billionaires to it. And those billionaires were able to buy as much stock as they wanted to. Guess who wasn't invited? Me and you, the average citizen. We're not invited to that. Now they're saying they might go public next year. Guess how much they'll be valued at when they go public? They're saying approximately $1 trillion. It's probably going to be more. I'm going with $1.5 trillion, maybe even $2 trillion. Guess how much their initial stock offering price is going to be? It's probably going to be about $850 a share. Let me ask you a question. Could you even buy one share in this company? No, most Americans, 90% of Americans can't even buy one share of OpenAI. And you're trying to tell me this is a good thing for America and this is a good thing for Americans? How so? It's certainly not with money. It's certainly not with prosperity. It's certainly not with economic opportunity. You ain't going to be using this technology for anything because every day they're going to take more and more of this technology away from you. So you can't use it like you can use it right now, which is to expose all of their lies. You know, that is the amazing thing, by the way. Again, you're listening to a systems engineer, somebody who spent over 25 years building software systems, somebody who's in military intelligence and a business executive. So I have a very cinematic, panoramic view of all these things that are happening. There was a time when all of the technology was open. In fact, OpenAI started that way. They started that way. They were actually called OpenAI because they were transparent. You could see all their algorithms. They've closed them all down. They're all closed now. You can't see the algorithms anymore. This was one thing that Elon Musk, because he's really double-minded. Sometimes he seems really virtuous, and then other times he seems like totally diabolical because he's really double-minded. He does speak some truth, but then he speaks like total pathological lies, which is very common, by the way. But he went on to tell us, you know, about how AI was so dangerous and that it was going to take over everything. And that it was going to take all the jobs. You know, he was kind of like me a ways back. He was a siren. He was an alarmist. He was constantly going on about all the dangers of AI, right? And people liked him. They were like, Elon's our guy. He's helping us. Well, Elon's not your guy. He's very double-minded because he turned around, he created his own AI company, and now his own AI company is being installed in every single government system, including the Pentagon. He himself is facilitating the takeover of the government and Pentagon and all of our military systems and soon to be economic systems with his AI intelligence. That Grok is going to be the government AI systems, and that OpenAI is going to be the consumer AI systems, and that somehow at some point those are going to become one. And how they're going to do that right now today is not totally clear to us, but we do see a convergence. We do see this singularity happening, and it will happen. But at time, as it stands right now, Grok is the government AI, and OpenAI is the private sector AI. But I guarantee you, they are going to unify those two systems. And when that happens, it is over with. That's the final doop. And that explosion is your country and your freedoms. That singularity is easily, bar none. And I, again, we're talking about immoral singularity of robot autonomy with no heart and with no care at all about your human dignity. That's the end of the end. So again, I want to continue this article very quickly. In the past, these military positions, these Pentagon positions, they're manned by humans who have taken oaths. Yes, I realize they're not perfect. However, they are humans. And they are made in the image of God. And made in the image of God, humans have moral conscience. They have moral agency. Now, I know some of you are sitting there going, some don't. Really? Are you sure about that? Because you're basically saying they're not made in the image of God. The image of God has a moral agency. Now, some moral agencies are dimmed, some are muted, some are seared even. But that doesn't mean that they're like totally depraved, satanic, demonic, and that they can't reason whatsoever, and they have no moral agency whatsoever. I mean, they might have bouts with that. You know, super double-minded, bipolar, you know, narcissistic tendencies, control tendencies, but made in the image of God. God himself put limits on mankind's evil. How? Through his design. It's very Gnostic to say that there's just pure evil. God created man in his own image. So at a very minimum, when you have humans in control of these systems, as you've seen throughout your life, when you have a bunch of humans, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't there always one that says, this isn't cool, this isn't moral, we can't do this? And isn't it true that the more humans you have involved, the more likelihood there is that some goody two-shoes whistleblower is going to say, I don't like this, this isn't cool. And by the way, I'm going to go tell everybody on y'all. Well, of course there's whistleblowers. We've had whistleblowers. We wouldn't even know anything about our government if it weren't for whistleblowers. What about Snowden? What about what's his name from WikiLeaks? Julian Assange. I mean, we've had whistleblowers forever. What happened to whistleblowers, by the way? Where'd they go? Oh, now it's illegal to be a whistleblower. If that's not authoritarian, what is? They're giving these people lie detector tests so nobody blows the whistle on anything they're doing anymore. America, we have thrived off having whistleblowers. We actually have laws in place to protect whistleblowers that they're blowing out of the water. There will be no more whistleblowers. And nobody's going to be sniffing around those data centers either. You're not going to be sniffing around anything. And you certainly won't be able to use their AI to expose them. There is no possible way. But at a minimum, I just want you to remember, for those of you who hate humans, because I know we got some haters out there, God says he made humans in his image. And he's actually tasked you with telling them the truth in love. So if they're under some kind of delusion, they're blind, they have scales on their eyes, that you could help lead them to a place of light where they could be removed. You're not supposed to hate humans. You're supposed to love humans. See, this is why I say to Christians all the time, because I get this from Christians. They'll say, good, I'm glad the machines are taking over everything. I hate humans. Maybe they'll do better than humans. Really? You think machines with no moral agency that were not created in the image of God, but rather created in the image of godless heathen technocrats is superior than having humans who have sworn an oath in a group and in a committee and having whistleblowers? You really think that's a better outcome? Well, it's not. I mean, I'm not even going to beat around the bush with y'all. It's not. It's a horrible outcome. This is why we have separation of powers. This is why we have checks and balances. Why? Because when you have a system of people in place, there's always a very good chance that if they're doing something immoral, that at least one person's going to say, this isn't cool, I don't like this. And they're going to blow the whistle on them, and we the people are going to find out what's happening. Well, I'm here to tell you, with an autonomous system like this, there will be no whistleblowers anymore. Okay? There will be no moral conscience. There will be no moral agency. There will be no hands going up saying, hey, this is bullshit. There will be no bullshit detectors anymore. There will be no liar detectors. There will be nothing but compliance to the machine. Is this what you want for your country? Because this is what's happening. Because this is a spiritual war. And the enemy himself is installing this system. So he can deceive everyone and drag them into darkness. And of course, ultimately, get them to take the mark. Welcome to the Golden Age. It's a different type of Fahrenheit 451, but it is coming, and it is coming rapidly. So Let me get back to this. Again, this is an opinion piece about why the military should not be installing Grok, because Grok is a very corrupt technology that hallucinates and has all kinds of problems, and there's no way we should be putting it in our military. It's one thing to hear AI companies talk up the inevitability of their products' integration into every aspect of human life. This is the giddy language of marketing. It is. And we all learn from a young age not to confuse advertising copy with the truth. Well, we're supposed to be able to discern advertising copy with the truth, but most people can't. But when the largest department in the government, he's talking about the Department of Defense, of the world's reigning superpower, adopts this kind of language, without caveat, that means without telling you about the side effects, it should ring the alarm bells from coast to coast, especially since that particular department represents the single most lethal entity in human history with an arsenal that could put an end to that history several times over with the press of a button. Do we know what we're talking about when we say we're allowing Grok to be installed in all the military systems? Are we aware that the military systems have all the nukes and all of the power of the reigning superpower in the entire world? And we're putting Elon Musk Grok in charge of that? Are we sure we're okay with this? By the way, were you consented about this? Well, I know I wasn't. I know I wasn't. This is absolutely insane. That's what it is. It's absolutely insane. The administration anti-regulatory approach taken all together with the Department of Defense's announcement matches extreme risk with limited oversight, a volatile mixture, which is exactly what I said in my book. No oversight, no guardrails, no ethics, no ethicist like me on the panel, making sure that it doesn't go rogue and go inhumane. No controls whatsoever. What could go wrong? Are we at least aware that Elon Musk is an atheist and he's godless? Oh, he's an agnostic. Yeah, but who's his God? And do you know what he believes? You ought to check into it because it has nothing to do with moral agency. None. Even if current and future AI products prove to be useful for the enhancement of U.S. national security and the operations of the Department of Defense, their integration represents a troubling transfer of control from the public sphere to the private sphere. This is what we've been talking about. The technology corporation is taking over your government. The Trump administration has merged ultra elite billionaire trillionaire technology with our government and basically unified them. Because who do you think is going to be in charge when the AI is running all the systems? Do you think the president's going to be in charge? Do you think the vice president's going to be in charge? Do you think that Congress is going to, who is going to be in charge of all the systems if the algorithms are running all the systems? You think Donald Trump's going to get in there and start messing with the algorithms if he doesn't like how things are going? Do you think that, tech support at the government's going to get in there and start playing with the algorithms? Hey, some things are going really wrong. We just accidentally launched a freaking missile at Alabama. Sorry about that, y'all. You think they're going to go in there and mess with the algorithm? No, nobody's going to be messing with the algorithm except the algorithm programmers. Who are the algorithm programmers? They're the billionaires, soon to be trillionaires. The godless heathens with the god complexes. They're the ones that are going to be in charge of all the algorithms. Therefore, they're the ones that are going to be in charge of your government. Everything's going to have to go through the algorithms and the algorithm programmers. Your government's not even going to be able to make a single decision about anything without going through the algorithm programmers. Why? Because the algorithms are running the government. What could go wrong? When I tell you that your government has merged your government with Wall Street technology, and we're talking biotechnology, AI technology, crypto technology, military technology, law enforcement technology, defense, all the technologies, merged it into a single beast that is going to be a totalitarian, autonomous, infallible, totalitarian beast of the people. I'm not exaggerating. They've done this, and they're doing it more every day without even consulting Congress, your representatives, me and you. None of us even have a say in this. It's insane. The executive branch was never, ever designed to have this kind of power to make these level of decisions, my friends. These are enormous private entities in a high-stakes race for market supremacy. How many times have I said this? I said all these guys are in a race for supremacy. They all want to rule the world. If you've heard my previous broadcast, I'm always saying, and everybody wants to rule the world. They want to rule the world. They all have God complexes. They are in a race to see who can rule the world first. And that means rule you and rule your company. And rule every single corporation. Yes, every single corporation will be a node in this data hive beast. Everybody will be a node. Everybody will have to go to it to get everything they want. Why? Because through Genesis Mission, they are merging every single amount of data that the federal government has ever collected about anything and anyone, which is vast, which is the biggest source of data in the entire world. They're merging it all into one single hive system that will be managed through a distributed network of data centers throughout the entire United States and the world, because this is a world system. And they're putting it all into this concentrated hive, and nobody will have access to it except for them. And those people they deem trustworthy with, social credit scores they can trust. Yeah, people like me, oh, we will have nothing. They've already blacklisted me. If they launched it today and I applied for access, it would be like, enemy of the state. Yeah, because they already know how I use OpenAI. I'm sure I'm on their list. In fact, I know through technology sources that they have been maintaining a list of people who know how to use OpenAI and ChatGPT and know how to game it and know how to get it to tell the truth. They know who we are. There's a list of us. I don't think it's that long. I really don't. I don't think that there's a whole ton of Americans that know how to steer ChatGPT. I think it's a very small group of us. And to this beautiful lady's point, who wrote this beautiful comment earlier, who was it? Tia? Is it Tia? Thank you, Tia. The reason that you're not hearing the type of intelligence that I'm sharing on this channel is because they don't have it. They don't have my technology background. They don't understand the technology. They don't understand the government system. They don't understand how all of these things are linked. And I'm telling you the reason why is they don't understand the big picture of everything, which starts with the foundation of Genesis. If you don't know the entire picture of everything, you don't know how the enemy works, and you don't know the methods he uses and all those things, starting with the foundation of the real Genesis, you can't see the big picture. There's no way you can connect the dots. If you can't tie everything back to the Bible and you can't give people the big picture and to show them how the enemy is at the base of all this and how he's using these technologies and these people with God complexes to build yet another God complex, then I personally don't think you should be following, but that's just my own perspective on it. I know that I don't. So by way of example, it was recently revealed that Elon Musk gave an order in 2022 to shut down Ukrainian access to his Starlink internet service at a crucial juncture in the war there, causing chaos on the battlefield for a strategic U.S. ally. If anything, we should be moving away from privatization and deregulation trends that have gathered pace over decades and brought us to this point. Maybe start by renationalizing satellite infrastructure. Well, that's just one idea. But what he's really saying here is, you see what happens when the private sector is involved in national security operations and in military theater? There's no way in hell Elon Musk, in the middle of a military operation in which the United States is involved, materially involved, whether you take the side of Ukraine or you take the side of Russia, it's irrelevant for the moment. I mean, y'all who know me know where I stand on all this, and I've got the receipts. But whether you take Ukraine's side or not, the bottom line is, when you're in the middle of a military operation like that, the private sector should not have the power to come in there and just flip off satellites. You see, this is just a sneak preview of what's going to happen when your entire government and your entire military is being dominated and owned by systems developed by Elon Musk, who has now the keys. He literally has the keys to your Pentagon, to all of your military systems, to all your military weaponry, to 3 million government and civilian military employees. He has the keys and autonomy over all of them. He will have the power to shut them down. He will have the power to do anything he wants. Boy, my friends, that is a whole hell of a lot of trust you're putting in a non-elected, godless, atheist, God complex technocrat from a foreign country. Wow. You really trust him that much? I don't. No one should. That's called absolute power. The truth says absolute power corrupts absolutely. Why would we just trust one person with all of this power and these systems? We never would. We have a system that's literally built on the separations of powers and checks and balances, and there will be none. Why? Because Congress isn't even invited for oversight anymore. And then the press has been kicked out, too. Yeah, they kicked the press out, too. So who is going to hold them accountable, by the way? And are we ready for this type of dictatorship? Because that's what this is when there's no checks and balances and there's no separation of powers and there's no oversight committees and no one can ask any questions anymore and there's eminent domain. Nobody can get near the data centers. Nobody can access anything. Do you really think that that's consistent with a constitutional representative republic? I actually can't even believe that we're asking these questions. Like, I feel like I'm speaking not to you all that come on this channel that are seeking the truth like I am. I'm talking about all the people who are still blind and willfully blind. I'm like, why are we even having to have this conversation with? What is wrong with them? Well, their minds, they've already been assimilated. And I'll tell you what, I could just do a whole day talk on this. The enemy is so clever. He knows how to entice everybody. He does. He knows how to fear everybody. He knows how to build up everybody's pride. He knows how to leverage and exploit their patriotism. He knows how to exploit their Christianity. He knows how to exploit their zealotry. He knows how to exploit their passions and convictions, their love of country, their duty, their sense of duty. But you know, at the end of the day, the reason he's able to exploit people and totally blind them to what's happening is because he preys on their pride. And that's what this year has really exposed. That people have pride in everything but God. Their boast is in everything but the Lord. And Satan is exploiting their pride. And the reason they have pride is because they have rejected God, and they have, in the words of Paul, refused to retain the knowledge of God, and therefore God has given them over to a depraved mind. And in this mindset of depravity, they glorify everything but God and his righteous, all righteous Son. And that's why they can't see the forest for the trees, and that's why they don't even know what a tree is anymore. And they don't give a shit about a tree either. That's why. Pride. The devil is exploiting all their pride. And boy, is there some political pride in this country. That's why I say we should change the slogan from God, Family, Country to God, Family, Constitution. Watch how quick we filter them out. When I say that to people, I just look at them, just watch the look on their face. Say this to somebody in your life. Say this. Say, hey, what if we switched it from God, Family, Country to God, Family, Constitution? What do you think? Watch what happens. Some people, they just have no idea what to think. They're just like, what? Wait, what? What? I mean, what are we talking about, Constitution? Yeah, they're not focused on Constitution. They're focused on the ideal of their country, the ideal of their red, white, and blue country, their ideal of their country. They're hearing the national anthem. They're hearing all the symbolism and signs without understanding that without the Constitution, there is no country.
And this concludes the 48th President, Part 1. Please join us for Part 2, Breaking Free with MJ.